Welcome to the Darlington Extra podcast channel, working with communities, staff and partners to provide positive outcomes. Hello and welcome to the Darlington Extra podcast. I'm Martin Webster, the Workforce Development Manager, and today we are going to be talking about what happens when somebody receives notice from their landlord. But first, intros to Suzanne and Georgia, who've joined us from the housing team. Suzanne?
Hi there. Yes, my name's Suzanne. I'm a team leader in the housing options and allocations team.
Fantastic. Thank you. And Georgia?
Hi, I'm Georgia and I'm a housing options advisor.
Brilliant. Okay, so I'm going to be asking some questions and then Suzanne and Georgia will be giving us some answers, and we'll just do it the same as we do normally with these podcasts. All the information will be stored and we'll be able to send it out to colleagues across the board. First question is for Suzanne. Why do people approach the housing options team?
So there's lots of reasons why somebody may need advice from the housing options team around their housing, and it's usually if they've got a threat of homelessness. So today we're going to look at if somebody has served a Section 21 or a Section 8 from their landlord and what we can do to help them if that does happen.
Fantastic. So Georgia, once contact's been made by an applicant, what happens next?
Once they've contacted the customer service team, they would send their details to the housing options inbox, which is picked up by myself and my colleague. So we would check to see if the notice is valid. For a notice to be valid, the landlord has to serve full 2 months' notice. They'll have to serve it on a Form 6A. And it has to be signed and dated by the landlord. It would not be valid if the landlord serves just under 2 months' notice, or if it's not signed or dated by the landlord as well. So we would look at all the options that we could give to the applicant. So we would let them know that we would give them a prevention duty, and we would also provide them with their own personalised housing plan. So in this, it's just the steps that the council and the applicant can take to relieve their homelessness.
Right, fantastic. So what kind of options would you give people at that stage?
So we would advise the tenant to stay in their property, because the landlord has to apply to the court to get possession of the property. So the options we would give them is to look for social housing. So that'll be to apply on Darlington Home Search, to look at private rental. So the things that we can offer them is a loan. So if they could find an affordable property for themselves, we can provide that loan to the landlord. And then the applicant, what they'll do is they'll just pay the loan back over 3 years to the council. And the other things that we can provide them is just advice around the notice. If they want to get further advice, they can approach like citizens advice. So that's the sort of things that we would advise them to do.
Great. I mean, it sounds a really supportive sort of process. And we've talked about the options there, Suzanne. Can you tell us what happens when the notice expires?
Yeah, sure. So like Georgia mentioned there, the landlord serves a Section 21 notice, and he will, by law, need to give 2 months' notice if it's a Section 21 notice. And at the end of that notice, when that expires, the landlord doesn't automatically get possession of that property. He would then need to apply to court to get possession, at which point it would be heard at court, and a judge would make a ruling on when the landlord would get possession of that property. And at that point, we would look at, Georgia also mentioned there about we would owe them a prevention duty when they've received this Section 21. So when that notice expires and the landlord applies for possession of the property, and then they have a date they have to leave that accommodation, then we would owe them what we call the relief duty. So this is all part of the Homelessness Reduction Act that was brought in 2017. So this is what we would follow, and we would owe that person this relief duty. So that can be many different things. So if we've got somebody that is a priority need, so that is somebody that has a family, somebody that is pregnant, somebody that is disabled or has any other vulnerabilities that would mean they would be more at risk if they were homeless, we would owe them a duty to provide them with temporary accommodation, at which point they'll be assigned to a housing options officer, and they will follow on from the work that George has done around the personalised housing plan. And they would update that plan to include, at this stage, we would be changing what duty we owed the client at that point. And this would be around temporary accommodation if we owed that. There is lots of different things that we can do to help people, obviously, depending on their circumstances. We would make referrals to support agencies as well. Georgia mentioned social housing. offers in, so they hopefully have been bidding on our Darlington home search and registering with other housing providers in the social sector, which is something that they would be provided with by Georgia and her colleague. And then obviously we'd work with that person until they found alternative accommodation. So they'd be supported throughout the whole process.
I was just about to say that, actually, because it sounds like a really supportive process, that actually it goes from this step to this step to this step, and that person has that clarity throughout, that they understand what's happening next, how it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's real collaboration with other organisations and other teams across the town to support them to get the right outcome for themselves, or at least an outcome that is supportive for them as well. So that sounds really clear. Thanks very much. Okay, so when and how would people contact you?
So they can contact us by telephone. They would come through our customer services team, and that number is 01325 405 333. They can also email us at housingoptions@darlington.gov.uk, and they can actually find all this information as well as other bits of advice on the homeless pages within the Darlington Borough Council website. So if you were to go to www.darlington.gov.uk and search under housing, and you will find more advice around this subject and also other homeless subjects as well.
Fantastic. And obviously people can listen to these podcasts because we're interviewing lots of members of the team, and we'll be able to find out all of the process and all of the different kind of aspects of information too. That's great. Much appreciated. Thank you very much for your time. And we're done for another Darlington Extra podcast. Cheers, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Darlington Extra podcast on our Darlington Extra podcast channel. For more great content, make sure you subscribe now.